Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Morning, Rob. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
That's good to hear. What's going on in the world of Rob at the moment?
First off, I'd like to admire how good was that for the bat.
I knew we were going to go there with the bat. We've had such controversial texts about it. It is like a 50-50 split between bat lovers and people who are still outraged that it was in there at all.
Come on. We've got more important things to worry about. I just have some good.
I reckon.
I didn't want to congratulate the bat because the bat didn't really do anything, did it?
No, it was the bat's PR team.
Yes. Now, this one I'm going to talk about, this is so good on a couple of levels for me. So here we go. Right, we as a species could learn a lot from honeybees, but we won't, of course, because we're arrogant.
Well, true.
To me, honeybees are one of the most amazing living things on the planet, without a doubt. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
Just a little side swerve here. After I wrote that, I sat there and I thought, right, what's the most amazing living things on the planet? And after 5 minutes, or it could have been a week, who knows, I sat there and I could only come up with two things, and it was tardigrades and Bob Mortimer.
Oh my gosh.
That's the most Rob Bollocks trio I've ever heard of. Honeybees, tardigrades and Bob Mortimer.
Holy trinity
if ever there was one.
A new study by the University College London has offered evidence that honeybees modify their social interactions in response to common parasites. Right? The study found that honeybees increase social distancing when their hive is under threat from a parasite.
Ooh.
Honeybees are a social animal and they benefit from dividing up responsibilities and interactions. But
yes.
When their social activities can increase the risk of infection, bees appear to have evolved to balance the risks and benefits by adopting social distancing. Now, I'm just going to stop there. You ever think about that?
They put themselves into lockdown, basically.
We've got so many comparisons to us, it's ridiculous, but they seem to know what to do. Well, all of them do, anyway.
Yeah, they just get on with it.
I don't want to be controversial. I could go one way with this, but I decided against it because I really enjoy doing this. Anyway, in the study, I'm guessing, they introduced an ectoparasite called the varroa mite. Lovely things. They're parasites that live on or in the skin, but not within the body. So they're not that bad, you know.
I mean, like a marginally gross parasite.
Yeah. Now, they're the main enemies of the honeybees. It caused several harmful effects on bees at individual and colony levels, including viral transmission, right? More like after the time. When they sussed the mite was present, it appeared, the foragers moved to that edge of the nest, that's like all the ones that do all the work and all that.
Yep.
Collect all the honey and all that. While the young and nurse and groomer bees moved towards the centre to where the queen and all the babies were to increase the distance between the two groups.
Whoa, that is so interesting.
That's amazing.
Nature is pretty amazing.
Their ability to adapt their social structure and reduce contact between individuals in response to the disease threat allows them to maximise the benefits of social interactions where possible and to minimise the risk of infectious diseases when needed. How genius is that?
That is genius. I've got to say, I didn't know I needed this story today, Rob, but it has actually made me feel really good.
It makes me feel less alone.
I know, the honeybees are in it as well.
Honeybees know what to do.
They do.
What is going on? I found that absolutely, that captivated me all week.
That is a great story. You know what my least favourite childhood movie that has stuck with me is? The Bee movie with
Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah. It's just one of those movies where you're like, on one level, it's awesome, and on another level, she has a romantic relationship with a bee.
She falls in love with a buzzy bee.
It's madness. It is madness.
And we all don't like her husband.
Yeah, we all root for the bee. It's such a weird movie. Someone's texted in, Rob, honeybees for Bird of the Year 2022. Thoughts on that?
Yeah, got my vote. What a good, I love bee listeners. That's fantastic. What did I think of that?
Exactly. That's definitely getting three votes from us, I reckon.
Oh, I'm undecided.
Undecided, okay. Still fan of the bat, though?
Yeah, I love the bat.
I didn't really know how tiny those bats were until I saw a photo yesterday of someone, and it was the size of their thumb, and you could see the bat's tiny little fingers.
Oh, it was so cute.
I just hope something good comes out of it and people are aware of what trouble they're in and all that.
Exactly.
So that's what all this was about. All the people that were jumping up and down, like, behave yourselves, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know.
Have you got any poems for us at the moment, or is it just...
No.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I might have to wait for level two.
That is absolutely fine. Level two for poems is good by me.
I've got quite a few, but as I say, they're in a locked drawer at the moment.
Sometimes you need to use poetry as a way to vent, and that is, good.
I found it really helpful for me.
Yeah.
Really, really helpful.
I'm very glad to hear it. Honeybees bringing a smile to my face this morning, Rob. Also, the track you've picked us is a very good one. What are we listening to here?
Well, we've got Songhai Blues with a song called Bon Bon, and it's a Mike Lindsay remix. Check them out. They come from Timbuktu, Mali. I think they had to leave the country because it wasn't very good for them there, but they're such a good band.
Far out.
Such a good song.
Excellent. Well, thanks for picking it for us, and thank you for bringing us the bees this morning. That has really put a smile on my face.
Bees, you know what I mean? If you're undecided, you still haven't had a jab, just think about the bees. Go and get it done.
What would a bee do?
Be more onto it than a bee.
Exactly. Hey, thank you very much, Rob. We miss you. We'll see you soon.
Yes, can't wait. All right, see ya.
Bye.
Quite loud.
We will.
Levando surfer lerter, ancora mal leva le noutro vive parter, ancora mal leva le noutro vive parter. Consiglio le bonheur e ti estima l'un della distanza che te separa de ta cage, tu sane te che mirage. Consiglio le bonheur e ti estima l'un della distanza che te separa de ta cage. Mon frère te fait un sauvage. L'exil s'en fout de ta personne, encore moins de ton honneur. Où est donc ta dignité? L'exil s'en fout de ta personne, encore moins de ton honneur. Où est donc ta dignité? L'emballage de l'exil, c'est tout ce qui brille. C'est du bon, moi, mais pas du tout bon. Keep
someone says, are any of those bees moaning about the erosion of their individual freedom? Or are they just happy to be doing their bit for the good of the colony? Oh dear, good text. Someone else has said there's no native honeybees, but there are 28 types of native bee in New Zealand.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Wow.
That's really cool.
That is cool.
Good fact.
God, I love bees. I got really into bees for a while and was convinced I was going to be a beekeeper.
Was this when you were a child or as an adult?
I was about 16 or 17.
That's a great goal to have in life.
Yeah, I started trying to like look up all this bee like decor, but
there's still time.
Said, no.
You're an adult now. You could do that.
I am, but I'm less into bee decor than I was.
This is Bon Bon by Songhoi Blues, the Mike Lindsay remix picked for us by the Bard of Bollocks. Thank you very much, Rob.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bollocks, only on 95 BFM.